Hello, here we are again for the Shifting Perspectives podcast. And my name is Richard Bailey, and today I'm joined by my beautiful daughter. Perfect in every way, it's only the beautiful Billie Jo Strummer Bailey.
Hello!
So how's it going, Bill?
I am good, thank you, Dad.
Yeah, great. Now then, are you ready to answer a few questions?
Yes.
Have you got your chatty head on?
Yes, I am delightful.
You are delightful. Okay, so I'll start off with an easy one. What is your name?
My name is Billie Jo Strummer Bailey.
That's right. And who's the best dad in the world?
The best dad is Richard.
Thank you very much. All right, so let's take you back in time, Bill, when you went to the local secondary school here in Northwest London. In fact, you were the only child with Down syndrome to attend the school in its 40-year history. And it's a big, busy urban school with about 1,200 pupils there. How did you find it? Did you enjoy it at school?
Yes. It was really hard, but I learned something new.
What did you find hard there?
I found maths really hard to do. Yeah, and I find money really difficult to handle. But
and what about friendships? How did you make many friends there?
I met one person called Nimra. But she's really she moved away.
So who was your best friend at secondary school?
In secondary school, my best friend was Yasmin. She's still my best friend.
What do you like about Yasmin?
I like her personal sense of humour.
And you still see Yasmin a lot now, don't you?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
And she's a good friend. Yeah?
She's a great friend.
So before secondary school, you were going to cub camps and you were doing cubs and swimming and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Do you remember anything about cub camps?
I remember cub camps when we went on loads of trips, like doing like zip wires and go-karting. It was actually really fun because I get to learn something new, like going like heights.
Well, the zip wire was amazing, wasn't it?
Yeah, the zip wire was amazing.
Yeah, because I remember you were kind of a little bit worried about climbing up that ladder to get to it, weren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was great stuff. And also dancing. Now then, dancing, you have been going to, you were going to a place called I Can Dance, weren't you? And you were going there from about, how old were you?
I was six.
You were 6 years old when you started.
Yeah.
And then you were going pretty much every week during term time up until the age of about 17, weren't you?
17.
Yeah. And so tell me a little bit about I Can Dance and why you like to go in there.
I like I Can Dance because I love dancing. Just learn how to move.
Yeah.
It's really great because I get to create my own moves.
Yeah.
I'm showing everyone my moves.
Brilliant. And so I Can Dance is a lovely place, isn't it? Because there's lots of...
loads of staff helping you to support you and things like that.
And they always have a good end of year show, don't they?
Yes.
And sometimes, I remember one year, you were the star of the show, weren't you? Do you remember when you danced with Claire that time?
Oh yeah, the angels, the three colours.
Yeah, that was lovely, wasn't it?
Yeah. And Alison nearly cried.
She did. I think she didn't nearly cry. She definitely cried.
She cried when I did the angels.
Yeah, and also we were taking you to football as well, weren't we? The Down Syndrome Association.
Oh yeah, QPR.
Yeah, down at QPR, it was the DS Active, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And then that was fun for a while, wasn't it?
It was fun.
But then I think I seem to remember the boys were getting quite good, weren't they, and hitting the ball quite hard.
Yeah.
And they were taking it quite seriously, weren't they?
Yeah.
So you've always kept quite fit, would we say that's true?
Yes.
She says, show me your muscles. And you needed that, because a couple of years ago we walked from...
From Hadrian's Walk and...
Well, we walked coast to coast, wasn't it? Hadrian's Wall, wasn't it? Yeah.
Hadrian's Wall and coast to coast.
But can you tell me anything about that? What do you remember about that? Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I did. It was really fun.
Was it tough as well?
It was really tough. I remember when Dad, he had to use my mum's earring to pop my purple blister.
You had a big blister on your foot,
didn't you?
I had
a big blister, but it was purple.
Yeah. But you didn't moan about it too much.
No, I did not, no.
That's good. And so what else have you done? Have you walked anywhere else, up any mountains or?
Oh yeah, Snowdon.
Snowdon.
We went to Snowdon. I went halfway with Mum.
You did, didn't you? You did very well.
I went really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then last year, we went on a little trip, didn't we? And what was that?
Oh yeah, that was around Europe.
Yeah, but when we went up that mountain, what did you do when you came down the mountain? How did you get down the mountain?
We climbed.
Yeah, but how did you get down? Do you remember? When your legs were all jelly.
Oh yeah, we flied. We did paragliding. Oh, that was amazing.
Yeah?
And yeah.
You had little jelly legs, didn't you, to begin with?
Yeah, but then Mum did a little story saying that but when we get off, we can have a glass of wine.
She did, didn't
but
she?
So I went up and then we did it. And when we landed, we had a glass of wine.
Well, you didn't have a glass of wine straight away, but you did have one that evening.
Yeah.
Not daytime drinking, Bill, please.
No.
Yeah, that was an experience though, wasn't it? I think you quite enjoyed it. I was really scared. Yeah.
But then when we came off,
you
said that you called my name.
I was so proud of you, Bill. I couldn't believe it. You were flying all over Lake Geneva. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was calling your name all over. I think half of Switzerland heard me. So anyway, so now, apart from doing stuff like that, you are now, so you left school.
Yep, I left school.
And then you did 2 years.
Oh yeah, I went to Wembley Stadium College.
And did what?
I did a course about cooking.
Uh-huh. And you did that for, well, that was for a little while, but then you went to North West College of London, didn't you? But more interesting, tell me where you are now.
I am now at college.
Yeah. Huh?
Learning for skills.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they have like loads of activities. The student union that we can hang out.
Yeah, and who do you hang out with in the student
union? I hang out with my friends and my boyfriend.
Hang on a second. What did you just say?
Dad!
Did you say you've got a boyfriend?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So what's his name?
George.
George, yeah. And how long have you been going out with George?
9 or 10 months.
Yeah, haven't you? Going out for a long time.
Or 11 months, yeah.
And I know we've met George a few times, haven't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. And is he very, very nice?
Yeah.
Is he very, very handsome?
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
And who does he support? Because I know that's his football.
Manchester City.
Oh, dear. Manchester City. Yeah.
And Dad, don't say oh, God, because they're really good.
They are quite good, yes. Okay, and so what's the name of the course that you're on?
I'm on horticulture.
Yeah.
In land-based, but there's no animals now. But it's all changed.
Okay.
But that's okay. So I'm in horticulture at the moment now.
Horticulture. Yeah. Brilliant.
Doing independence, learning things that I like.
And then tell me about your living arrangements.
There was like about 5 or 6.
Yeah. Huh?
6 girls there.
Okay.
But they cause us loads of drama sometimes.
Oh, was it all the girls together?
Yeah.
So that was like a bit of a halls of residence, was it?
Yeah, it was a residence, yeah.
And so
then I moved on. Yeah. After my first year, I moved on to my second.
Yeah.
My second year of college. But now I'm in a bungalow with two other girls called Georgia and Maisie.
Right, so you're in a bungalow?
Yeah.
Brilliant. And how does that work then? Do you have to cook?
We get to cook, we get to do independence. We can make our beds. We can do anything.
Brilliant. And so do you have to do all your own washing as well?
Yeah, we get to do our own laundry and washing up.
And so when it comes to thinking about what you're going to cook for the week or the day, how does that work?
I sometimes figure out what I'm going to have in my head.
Yeah.
Every often what I'm going to have.
Yeah. And then, what, you go shopping for it, or do you go shopping for it, or do the...
No, we for independence, we go shopping to get the food that we like to have.
Brilliant. And so what, and then when you're not doing classes, you know, what else, what other activities are there?
There's like gym,
mm-hmm.
swimming, fencing, like arts and crafts, horse riding.
Horse riding,
I do horse riding on the Saturdays.
Yeah. And do they organise lots of other stuff for you? Because didn't you go to the theatre the other day or something?
The theatre?
Yeah. Or no, or was it? Or did I get that wrong? Cinema?
It was the cinema.
Cinema. Okay. All right. It sounds brilliant up there.
No, wait. It wasn't the cinema. It was kind of like a pub.
You went to the pub?
Yeah.
Hang on a sec. Was that when you called us up and you were a bit tipsy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did, yeah.
What did you have to drink?
I had a glass of beer.
Yeah.
Then after the beer, I had a glass of red wine.
Did you?
Yeah.
And then, I tell you what, when we went away on holiday, what was the drink that you liked the best? I think it was the drink of last summer, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Was it? You might remember.
Aperol Spritz.
That's right. It was an Aperol Spritz, wasn't it?
Aperol Spritz, yeah.
Yeah. Everybody likes the Aperol Spritz last summer, didn't they?
Yeah. It was so sweet.
Yeah.
But it was so delicious.
It was delicious. You're absolutely right. So, right then, Bill, we have talked about a little bit about your school. We've talked a bit about I Can Dance.
Yeah.
We've talked about kind of things that you've done, and you've talked about your boyfriend. Yeah. And so what about the future then? So at the moment you've just come back for half term, and you've just spent the weekend away with your friend Maisie, haven't you? Because it's her 21st birthday.
Yeah.
But what about the future? What do you want for the future?
I like to live by myself or live with my boyfriend.
Yeah.
In Manchester, you know, near the pub.
Seems to be a bit of a theme going on here, Bill, isn't there?
And near the beach as well.
Near the beach as well? Yeah. Well, you might be hard-pushed to find a beach in Manchester, but good luck on that one.
Or live in the countryside.
In the countryside, yeah.
Yeah, but I do like to have my kids one day.
Do you?
I like to have kids one day, yeah.
Yeah? All right.
But my boldest, biggest dream is, like, going to New York.
Yeah?
University in New York.
And go to university in New York?
Yeah.
And do a bit of travelling as well?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. And what about a job then? So once you've done all of these things?
But, my favourite job is to be a vet, or a writer or a dancer, but I don't know how to do those kind of things, but If I was a mum, I want three jobs.
Three jobs?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's start with the writing, because I know you like to write stories, don't you?
Yeah.
You like to write short stories.
Yeah.
What's the best thing about writing stories?
Writing is, like, really good and passionate, but I just love writing because it gets things out of my head.
Yeah. And what do you usually write about? Is there what kind of thing are you writing about most of the time?
Sometimes about Emmerdale, Tracy Beaker, Crossing Lane Street, EastEnders.
And stuff like that.
Duffingham, that sort of stuff.
Ah, brilliant. So, Bill, what can you tell me about your family? Tell me about your family. Tell me about us. Yeah.
My family is really the best.
And why did you say that?
I just love my mum. I love my dad. Because I love trust in them.
You love what?
Trust.
Trust. Okay.
I trust them so much.
Good. Yeah.
And I also trust my sister, but she's sometimes annoying.
Is she? Did you hear that, Sid? Sometimes you're annoying. She can't hear me. And who else then?
And I also love my puppy.
Yeah.
Because I love talking to him.
Okay. Anybody else?
I also love my brother. But he's sometimes in a grump.
Is he? Why is he in a grump? Just because?
Yeah.
Just because he's got his GCSEs coming up, maybe. And who else is there that you like when you come back and?
I also trust my cousin Toshi and Tessie as well.
You hear that, Tej? Hello? She trusts you.
You trust me, Lily?
Yeah.
I trust you too.
Thank you.
So, Bill, I think we're nearly to the end now. So, what? One last question. Again, about the future. If you could give one piece of advice to a teenager with Down syndrome about the future, What would it be?
I say, always think about positive things about yourself and never look back about negative about yourself.
Well, I think that's a brilliant bit of advice. I think that's just good advice for everybody, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, fantastic. Perfect. So I think we're going to end it there. So should we say goodbye to everybody?
All right. See ya.
See ya. See you later.
See you later.
Brilliant. So there you have the beautiful Billie Jo Bailey, and who 19 years ago came into our lives, and I can honestly say I wouldn't change her in any single way. My name is Richard Bailey. Please do look out for more podcasts under the Shifting Perspectives headline, and for now, goodbye.